All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dermothy, Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your son, Yeshua the Messiah. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I thank you and I love you and I worship you today. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your gift of healing and the gift of deliverance, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for life. I thank you for health. I thank you for strength. And Lord, today I offer the sacrifice of praise. And I say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. And I praise and I magnify your name, Almighty God, because, Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you. Because you loved us enough to send your son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. I thank you that you gave us your Holy Spirit, that we would not be alone as our counselor, as our advocate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I say thank you. And Lord, I magnify your name. And Lord, I just want to say I thank you. And I bless you and I praise you. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for granting healing in the lives of your people. I thank you, Lord God, for healing liver cancer. Thank you for kidney cancer being healed. I thank you for throat cancer being healed right now. I thank you for lymphoma being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for tuberculosis being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the financial miracles manifesting in the lives of your people in the earthly realm. God, multiply, 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 multiply. Lord, may your people receive unexpected financial blessings. Lord God, I ask that you will bless the radio listeners. Lord God, those that have blessed the radio ministry that have been obedient. God, I pray that you would pour out a blessing upon them, that they will be overwhelmed and said, oh my God, look what God did. I ask that you would do it. Father, I ask that you would do it this week. And Lord, we thank you for binding the strong men over this area, over this region. We thank you for the strong men of unbelief and perversion and witchcraft and sorcery being bound in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would sweep through this region, that you would bring revival, that you revive your people, Lord God. I pray for the pastors and the teachers, Lord God, that are teaching the word, that they will preach the uncompromised gospel with a power, with authority in Yeshua's mighty name, that we might see revival in the Pacific Northwest, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed in a great and a mighty way. Lord, let your will be done in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for your blessing be upon this teaching today. Be glorified in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is good and His mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of Yeshua is imminent. It's extremely important that we're pressing our way in, that we're pursuing a relationship and a walk with Him, and that we're in the place that He's called us to be, that we might be found faithful in doing what He's called us to do in the body of Christ. We've been in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, dealing with the nature of idol worship and idolatry, and recognizing the fact that you serve a jealous God and He will have no other gods before Him. The last couple of broadcasts, we were dealing with how Satan was trying to get Yeshua to bow down and worship him. And through the temptations and the trials, when Jesus had fasted for 40 days, the enemy came to him and was trying to get him to yield and submit, because Satan, Lucifer, Haleel, desires worship. And he uses his movie stars, entertainers, and different things to get the worship that way, because as we worship those people, those images, then the worship goes to Him, because He has created the environment and the atmosphere to have people bound up and captive to His will and doing His will. Those people that He has blessed with wealth and riches and honor, they're doing His bidding. They are his minions. And people have no idea how it's so easily they get caught up in the worship of individuals and people. Back in biblical times, they had the little graven images and idols and the different things like that that was created and made. Now he uses individuals through entertainment, sports, and different types of media. We get caught up and look at these images, and these things are engraved in our and through our eye gate. And then we begin to bow down and worship them, and we're actually worshiping at Satan's altar because we've gotten caught up with it. And he tried to get Jesus, Yeshua, to do it, and Jesus put the word on him over and over again, and he renounced him in his word, and we were in Luke chapter 4. So let's go there, because there's some things I guess the Holy Spirit wants to point out once again, and recognizing the fact that after the trial and the temptation that would have been passed, it says in verse 14 that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. We're in Luke 4, verse 14. It says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the regions round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified all." So he went into the place of worship to confront the enemy that had been sitting in the place that people had no idea how much captivity and bondage they were in. And he declared probably one of the greatest sermons, the scriptures that is in the Bible in verse 18, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The anointing is upon me, because this is what God has appointed me to do. This is what he's anointed me to do. This is my assignment." Remember, I was talking to you earlier. If the enemy can divert you off of your path and your divine assignment, then he wins. Because whatever God is giving you to do, no matter how large or how small, it plays a significant role in the kingdom of God and in God's eternal events on what he wants to do and what he wants to accomplish. That's why whatever you do it unto the Lord, and you do it with a spirit of excellence unto the Lord, because God is the one that's going to reward you in the end. And no, it's not going to be easy. You've heard me say this over and over again. When you begin to preach and teach about the kingdom of darkness and proclaim that people have been delivered, that when Yeshua died on the cross at Calvary, the power of sin was broken, the ransom was paid, and you no longer belong to the kingdom of darkness, but you are now a child of God. You are redeemed. Now, there's some generational stuff that has to be broken off of your family and stuff like that. But as you begin to walk in a relationship with Christ, you begin to walk in the newness of life. You are a new creature. You have a new start, a new opportunity. You've been adopted into the family of God. Your earthly father might have rejected you, but your heavenly father has accepted you and received you into his kingdom because you made a decision to accept his son. You are now a child of God. And you have to tell the devil he's a lie, because he would try to sow the seed of doubt in you. He would try to get you to the doubt that God has accepted you, that God really loves you. He will throw that at you over and over and over and over again to where he can get you to the place where you begin to believe it and receive it. And then he will slip in there and try to bring you to a place of oppression and depression. And even with Yeshua, Jesus, he tried to get him to commit suicide. Throw yourself off the temple. And then he put the word, "Go, your angels are going to protect you. They're going to keep you." He even whispered in the line to people up, "If you commit suicide, you're still going to be saved. You're still going to make it to heaven. You ain't going to perish." That's what he tell believers who are struggling. The unbelievers, he don't tell them that. He just tell them all, "The pain's going to go away. You're going to be okay." Well, believers, "Oh, even if you take your own life, you're going to still make it in. You're still going to heaven." Man, when he opened up their eye and they realized, "Oh God, I've been deceived. I'm in torment." It's hard to talk to people. They don't want to hear that when you're trying to talk to family, when people have family members that have committed suicide. That's why I talk to my children and grandchildren. So you always renounce that, because you don't want to perish. And the enemy, his objective is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a liar, and you need to recognize when the enemy's lying to you. I wish somebody would say, "Amen, preacher. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So my question to you, saints, if this was the gospel mandate of Yeshua, and if you study in the gospels, this was the same mandate that he gave to the disciples as well. So what has changed because we live in 2023? Why aren't we preaching deliverance to the captives? Why aren't we concerned about healing the brokenhearted? Why aren't we setting the people that are free? When you look at the homeless population, the people that are bound up with drugs and all of these things. You see, the ministry is in the streets out there. These are the people that need to hear the gospel. That's the good news. And sometimes God will allow you to have an interaction one-on-one with individuals, and you can share the gospel with them, that they can be delivered and set free. You see, we got to rethink how we do ministry, how we do church. There is the evangelistic anointing in ministry that I believe is primarily missing in a large measure in the body of Christ, because the purpose of evangelism is to go out into the highways and hedges and tell people to come. That is an extremely powerful ministry in order for the church to grow. And then you're preaching in the ministry of the evangelist. They're preaching deliverance. They're preaching healing. They're preaching the good news that Yeshua died for you on the cross at Calvary, drawing people to Christ, demonstrating the love of God, and then setting them free. You see, we got to get to the place to where the Holy Spirit has control, and that the power of God is manifest to where there are genuine miracles of healing and deliverance. No hype. No counterfeits. You know, Satan can counterfeit a healing because there is demons. You tell demon, leave. Y'all get out for a season, then come back later. Oh, gosh. There is just so much unveiling. That's why Satan hates me so much. He comes at me so hard, saints, because I talk about this stuff. But understanding the fact that after Jesus had sat down and quoted the scripture, he sat down. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I'm in verse 21. And all bear witness him, wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? And he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever you have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you the truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when the great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent unto the Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed save in Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard his saying, they were filled with wrath. You see, I'm going to tell you something. That religious demon, that religious spirit, it's a beast. Man, when you begin to expose it and call out its hypocrisy, man, that thing will rise up and they get angry. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill wherein their city was built, that they might cast him down. They got so mad, they was ready to kill him. But he passing through the midst of them went his way. You see, first, and that spirit, and see what now they do, they will assassinate your character through words. They can't, not, well, they might, but it's very rare they physically, but they will assassinate your ministry and your character. And that's what the enemy does. If he can lie on you and assassinate your character, he'll try to kill you that way. Because if people believe the lie that have been spoken about who you are in Christ and your ministry, then they basically have dealt a death blow to it in that respect, because people will no longer respect what you hear and what you have to say. And if your assignment is not over, they can't kill you. There's nothing the enemy to do. They can't kill you. He can try. He can try to afflict you. But until your work is done, you ain't going nowhere. The only way that you leave out of here is if you say, Lord, okay, I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. Or you step outside of the will of God and you allow the enemy access to come in and to steal your life prematurely. But you see, they couldn't do him because it wasn't his time. And then you go into verse 31. Saints, are you listening to this? And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Are we being preached the gospel with power? Or we just have eloquent speakers, but there's no power? You know, there was a thing I call all hype and no power. People get excited because now we bow down and we worship the teaching or the speaking skills of the preachers and the teachers, but there's no anointing, there's no power to grant deliverance. But it sounds good. They said, for his word was with power, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? We know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. Man, look. No, we don't want that. We don't want that type of anointing in our buildings, in our beautiful $20 million edifices. No, we don't want to do that. I'm going to tell you something about the kingdom of darkness. They like to stay hidden. They don't like to be exposed. But when you have an anointing on you, and it's the anointing of God, they will act up. They will cry up. They'll get up and walk out. They'll say something to you. When you're preaching the full counsel and you're full of the Holy Spirit of God, look, I know I've experienced this. Leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. Now, this man was sitting in the synagogue, faithful, probably attending synagogue faithfully. There was no stirring because, see, the God we serve is a God of engagement. You see, when the enemy, when the Holy Spirit is ready to engage, it's on. And the presence and the power can God be so powerful that they can't, they got to say something. I've had demons cuss me out in people. I've heard them, you will look and be the sweetest, nicest little person. But when that anointing is on you, that demon will rise up and it will say something to you and tell you to do something to yourself. See, I lived it. See, this is not theoretical for me. I've lived this. I've experienced it. I know it's real. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, shut up or hold thy peace. The shut up is my interpretation. But basically what he says, shut up and come out. But see, we don't want to do that now because that'll disrupt our time services. Because deliverance, when deliverance break out, baby. It's on. It's on. Your little time, get in an hour and 15 minute service. Oh, it's over. Forget that. Because what's going to happen? Other stuff going to start manifesting. We don't want it that. And it says, and when the devil had thrown him in the middle of, in the midst, he came out of him and he heard him not. Uh-oh. And it says, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits and they come out. And the fame of him went out unto every place of the country round about. You see, if deliverance was ministry was taking place on this level in every congregation, the media would try to do anything they can to twist it. But guess what? It is what it is. Can you imagine they send in the media crew and the people that are conducting the media trying to see whether or not it's real or not, the demons in them manifest and the devil get cast out of them. Can you imagine what the story in the headline would be? Oh, my gosh, I wish God would do it. Oh, I wish God would do it. And it will be a demonstration that the power of God is real. We have been inundated with the spiritual wickedness and darkness through media, through television programs, music, and all of these things. And yet the church, the body of Christ, is still not demonstrating the power of God, because it is a demonstration of the power of God that brings people to repentance, that will bring people to Christ. And we're not operating in it in full throttle. Yeah, you might find a little hole in the wall somewhere. Yeah, there might be a little movement here and a little movement there. But as a whole, as many churches, buildings that we have, this should be the norm and not the exception. People in the body of Christ should not be in bondage to anything. Why? Because we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and the power of sin has been broken over our lives. And then it says in verse 38, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. They begged him to heal, and he stood over her, and he rebuked the fever. And it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Rebuke fever. Get up. Done. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Deliverance ministry, healing ministry is work. It doesn't fit into the hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minute service. And demons also came out of many, crying out, saying, you are Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the Son of God. And he rebuked them and allowed them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Messiah, the anointed one. And it was day he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Remember when he sat down, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, this is the manifestation of the word that was preached, that he said, here's what I am doing and here's what is taking place. Then the fruit of it began to manifest. The healing ministry began to manifest. The deliverance ministry began to manifest. Why? Because the kingdom of God and the power of God is greater than the kingdom of darkness. When we are truly yielded and surrendered and spirit-filled and led by the Holy Spirit of God, we are now able to engage, and we're able to move and go forward and engage the kingdom of darkness. That's why when you begin to proclaim the lordship of Yeshua the Messiah, and you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, and you begin to walk in the authority that God has called you to walk in, you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. An enemy does not want you walking in that, because as you walk in that anointing, as you walk in that authority, you are now preaching the gospel. You are now healing the brokenhearted. You are now preaching deliverance to the captives and letting them know that they can be free. You are now lifting them up, and you are now putting and pushing them and propelling them into a place by the power of the Holy Spirit that they can walk in liberty and freedom in Christ Yeshua the Messiah. Why? Because the God that we serve is a redeemer, and he is a healer, and he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, that the power of sin would be broken over our lives, that we would walk in liberty and freedom and be blessed by the power and the presence of his Holy Spirit. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers and your financial support. If the Spirit of God moves on your blessings financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands to do so. You will be blessed and know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, Lord, has returned imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that he's coming. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.